Welcome to Swala Nyeti, the law podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions of the day. Swala Nyeti is sponsored by the law firm of Kigwata & Company Advocates and is intended for educational purposes only.
Welcome to the 14th episode of Swala Nyeti. I am your lawyer, aka Wakili Harry Karanja, and I am joined here, as always, by your layman, Geshao Patrick.
Hello.
And Geshao, before you say anything, I just want to say, yesterday I had a fantastic time. I was invited to the Rotary Club of Karen, where I got to speak, and all fantastic people. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Ah, fantastic, Wakili. That's our Wakili, man. Next time you should invite me to come along.
Oh, yes, absolutely, definitely. It's one thing that I would definitely recommend.
Okay, looking forward to that. And Wakili, would you like to hear our question? Maybe.
I guess I'm still thinking about yesterday evening, but go ahead, Wakishao. Tell us what our question is for today.
Just like we had mentioned in the last episode, we had a question from Roger, and this is it. He says, hi, guys. What you'd call an SME, small or medium-sized enterprise, trying to make it. You know how Nairobi is. I've been renting office space in Westlands where my team works from. Since the pandemic started, though, I ask everyone to work from home. I tried to negotiate with my landlord to waive rent until things picked up, but he refused to listen. In fact, he sent me auctioneers. And when I went to the office to meet them, they also took the car I was driving, claiming that it would settle the arrears of $500,000 that we had. I don't mind settling the arrears, but I bought this car for $1 million last year, and it's still practically new. Is the auctioneer really allowed to sell my car for half the price?
So let me see if I understand correctly. Roger hired an office space in Westlands, which, because of the pandemic, has now accumulated arrears of 500,000. And now he has auctioneers who've been sent by the landlord who have taken his car, and they want to sell the 1 million shilling car at 500,000. And he wants to know if this is possible.
Yeah. And Wakili, every businessman's nightmares, auctioneers, they're like vultures. They find you when you're down and they still kick you, man. I don't understand. How is it allowed that people can come to you, I think, when you are struggling and they take them?
Okay, so let's appreciate that auctioneers are an important part in our society. They are officers of the court and they serve an important function in commerce. So let's not compare them to any sort of wildlife. But look, the question here, which I understand, is Roger wants to know whether there is a limitation or there are certain conditions when it comes to how property is priced by auctioneers. But before we get there, it seems there's something else we need to establish in this question, is whether or not this was a lawful distress.
What do you mean by a lawful distress?
If you can remember in previous episodes, we spoke about a right that a landlord has to recover rent from a tenant who is in default. And this right is what we call distress. And distress is a right that allows a landlord to send an auctioneer to go into a tenant's house or property and pick items that can settle the rent which is due and owing.
And you're just telling me that auctioneers come in and pick stuff?
No, they don't. And there is a process by which distress happens. These people are licensed auctioneers because only licensed auctioneers are allowed to conduct this action. So what the auctioneers will do is that they will come to your property. They will identify themselves as the auctioneers. They will most likely show you the letter of instruction they have received from the landlord. They should be able to come and look at and see whether there is property that can satisfy the arrears which are owed. Once they establish that this property exists, they will list them all down with an approximate value and put them all on a document called a proclamation notice. So this proclamation notice is what they would give to you to sign.
Who can I complain to if I don't agree with the auctioneers?
So if there's a problem with these auctioneers, you have recourse with the Auctioneers Licensing Board, which is the statutory body established to regulate auctioneers.
Okay. And you mentioned that they can give me this statutory notice?
Not statutory notice, I call it a proclamation.
A proclamation notice.
Just a proclamation.
A proclamation. Yes. What if I'm not in the house? Like in this case where everyone is working from home.
Yes.
Who signs it?
So you don't have to find someone in the office. If there is no one to sign it, then the auctioneer themselves can sign it. And they can also pin a copy on your door.
Pin a copy on my door. Okay. Yeah. And then how long does it take? I mean, after all this, now the pinning things on my door.
Okay, so the proclamation notice will usually give you 14 days to remedy the default. So if you have arrears, you get, 40, unless you'd asked for an extension, you have 14 days by which to pay it.
And after 14 days now, they can just come and pick the car.
Right. Now, this is where it gets tricky because after 14 days, yes, anything that they had proclaimed, they can pick. But they're also restricted what they can proclaim. And one of the things that you are not allowed to proclaim is the tools of trade or anything that you find the tenant in actual use or occupation. And this is where I feel that the car could fall in this category. So it might be something which he can successfully argue should not have been proclaimed in the first place.
Because maybe it's a car that they use for work in the office, maybe.
Exactly. Or it could be his personal car, which has nothing to do with the office.
Oh, that's interesting.
Remember, the distress does not happen against Roger as a person. It happens against the business. If Roger and the business are one and the same person, if it's a sole proprietorship, then that's okay. But if the business is a limited company and the car is Roger's personal property, then
they shouldn't take it.
Exactly. So this is why I said we have to establish whether this distress was lawful in the first place.
Now, in any case where the car should be taken, should it still be sold at half the price?
Now, what will determine the price are two things. First of all, the auctioneer will give his approximate value when he is serving you the proclamation notice. But if Roger has a problem, he can ask within 7 days in writing for the auctioneer to ascertain the value. This results in a licensed valuer, giving a valuation of the car. Now remember, that cost of valuation becomes another cost that Roger needs to pay.
Yeah, you mentioned that. And now, can Roger go for this auction and buy back his car for $500,000?
He can go and back and buy his car, but the auctioneer is under an obligation to sell to the highest bidder. So, like I said, this valuation is going to be done. The car will be valued at whatever amount, but the auctioneer's obligation is not to sell at the valuation amount, it's to sell at the best price. And the best price will be the highest bid at the auction. So if Roger is the highest bid at 500,000, yes, there's no problem. He can buy back his vehicle.
There are many things you can do. Let me tell you, Akili. What if Roger refuses to transfer the logbook?
Oh, well, that will have almost no effect because auctioneers, remember I told you, are licensed officers of the court. So the auctioneer simply needs to go to court and after the auction has happened, and he will get the paperwork required to effect a transfer even without the logbook.
Wow.
So he can go to NTSA, he can still transfer the motor vehicle to to the new owner, even if Roger has not given him the logbook.
But Wakili, this is what I understand though, that the auctioneers cannot just give approximate value of the property. We need proper valuation of the property.
What we have said is that a licensed auctioneer can indicate the approximate value on the proclamation notice. And his obligation is only to sell at the best price and not at the valuation which is done. Yes, Roger can request a valuation, but the auctioneer is not bound to sell at that valuation. He's only bound to sell at the best price he can get at the auction.
So Roger, there you have it. First, confirm that the correct process of distress was followed and check the proclamation notice and letter of instruction to see what values have been indicated, if any. Also consider filing a complaint if the auctioneer is not licensed. That is it from us for this episode of Swala Nyeti. Kindly join us for our next episode where we have a person asking us, one of his tenants got a court order from the tribunal and stopped paying rent over 6 months ago. Can he kick them out? 6 months ago. From me, till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Swala Nyeti. Special thanks to our layman, Gashal Patrick, and our lawyer, Harry Karanja. If you have a legal question that you want answered, send us a WhatsApp message on 07 08 111 222 or email us at admin@swalanyeti.org. You can find downloads to all our podcast episodes on our website www.swalanyeti.org.